From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. On the second day of Donald Trump's presidency, a rally is underway here in Washington protesting some of his policies.
Well, after the election, we were deeply disappointed by the results, and I have a daughter, and, you know, our feeling is that what we saw in the election really demonstrated an attitude towards women that is, you know, pervasive and unpleasant, and we really need to show our solidarity against that.
The co-chairwoman of the Women's Watch on Washington is Carmen Perez.
On the first day after the president is inaugurated, I think that sends a strong, bold message of radical resistance. But we certainly will be releasing a document that has points of unity that does, you know, tell everyone what we're marching for. And so some of those issues, again, are some of the things that I talked about earlier, you know, looking at the intersectionality between women's rights, reproductive rights, criminal justice, LGBTQIA, as well as civil rights.
Meantime, President Trump is beginning his first full day on the job by attending a prayer service. Mr. Trump will also reportedly visit the Central Intelligence Agency, one of a number of intelligence agencies he has been at odds with in the past, over claims about Russian election hacking. Early Saturday, Mr. Trump took to Twitter to express gratitude to the American people for participating in Friday's inauguration activities and to thank the news media for the generally favorable reviews of his inauguration speech. And following his inauguration, Mr. Trump and his wife Melania attended a number of balls, which lasted late into the night on Friday. This is VOA News. Foreign Minister of Britain, the Foreign Secretary, that is, Boris Johnson, during a visit to Myanmar, responded to a reporter's question about Mr. Trump's America First stance and what effect that will have on any trade deals between London and Washington.
We're not.
The new president has made it very clear that he wants to put Britain at the front of the line for a new trade deal. Obviously, that's extremely exciting and important. The crucial, and he's very keen to get it done as fast as possible, very optimistic that it can be done very soon. I think he said, you know, within a short period after the exit from the EU, and that's great.
Johnson is on a two-day visit to Myanmar, a former British colony. While there, he met with the country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. A powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 40 others. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members in allegedly fake police encounters. Gambia's defeated leader, Yahya Jammeh, says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and the threat by regional military force to make him leave. Jammeh spoke early today on state television.
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh did not give details on any deal that was struck, and it is not clear when Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. Barrow was sworn into office while in Senegal. The Turkish parliament has approved a constitutional reform package that would strengthen the powers of the presidency and could keep President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in office until 2029. A national referendum for final approval of the bill will be held in several months. The ruling Justice and Development Party officials say the president needs to increase powers to counteract the growing security threats. A bus carrying school children crashed in northern Italy overnight and burst into flames, killing 16 of the young passengers. The bus was carrying students, mostly boys from Hungary, between the ages of 14 and 18, when it struck a pylon and caught fire on a motorway near Verona. At least 54 passengers, including adults accompanying the students, and two drivers were on board. 39 of them were injured and taken to a local hospital. The bus came from France and was in transit through Italy to return to Budapest. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.